You're listening to Morning Glory with Matty Johns.
Yes, welcome to Morning Glory. Thanks to King G, where quality is king. And I'm Matty Johns. I've got my co-host here, the Herald's Andrew Webster. Channel 9's eighth immortal, Andrew Johns, joins us. We're going to take you up to that really special time of the week, noon Friday, when you can just about taste your first beer. Or in Joey's case, his 10th beer. Webby, Joey, how are you, boys? How you doing?
Good G'day, morning, Matty. Good to be with you.
Anything exciting happening in your lives at the moment?
No.
No.
My life's boring. Mm.
Really?
Well, now I behave myself.
That is boring. What about yourself, Webby?
And I tell good lies.
Yeah. Really exciting morning in the Johns household. Mm. My son, Jack's just returned from 5 days celebrating getting out of the South Sydney bubble. Which is good. Apple uncle. And my wife, actually, she's out there, Trish, on her way to have a colonoscopy, which is cool. It's pretty good. I don't even know what that is, but maybe someone can give us a call. Let us know what that is. But boys, the season coming up this week, the grand final. Your thoughts on the season so far?
I think it's been fantastic. I don't think there's an asterisk attached to the season at all. I thought maybe early on we'd have that feel about it. It all seemed like a brave new world, but it just feels like any other season to me, Matty, and whoever wins on Sunday is a deserved winner of the title.
Joey, Peter Volandis and the job he's done. Mate, made some really big decision, which could have defined him. You know, the COVID situation. He was the leader of the worldwide as far as sports concerned. Mm. Those AFL types were calling him a silly little man.
He doesn't give a rat's ass what people think. He just makes a decision, goes, but doesn't go to boards or doesn't go to committees. He just makes a decision and just goes, this is what we're doing.
Well, that's what you got to do in rugby league. If rugby league was a country, it'd be Afghanistan. It's just a massive warring tribes. And what happened to Tidy? He lost control of the tribes. Mm. And
I
what Volandis
talk about poppies then. They grow poppies everywhere.
Oh, mate. Mate. Let's not go
whoa,
there.
Whoa,
mate.
Whoa, whoa.
Let's,
this is going down a great path already, this show.
I tell you, the other thing he did was that, you know, it's very hard in rugby league to move on rules and things like that. Mm. But having the guts to bring in the six again rule, I mean, if that blew up in his face, that, can you imagine? Can you imagine what would have happened, the Storm?
Mm. Well, don't you reckon that rule was an anti-Storm rule to get rid of the wrestle in the ruck?
Yeah,
so 100%. I'm surprised at how well, like, that's a sign of a great team, that they've been able to adapt to it so quickly.
Where did it come from? Because it would have been Peter Volandis' idea.
He was talking about it late last year. There was a fan survey, but a lot of it was born out of a complaint from the broadcasters about the quality of attacking football. So I think that was a big part of it as well. I was quite critical of him rushing it in so quickly. I just thought it might have been too hasty and have too much of an influence on the game. But, you know, the best thing about Peter Volandis is you can bag him or be critical of him or be play devil's advocate and he'll just roll with it.
Yeah,
doesn't care. He's a crash and barge sort of administrator and look at where he's got us.
So does he listen to social media?
I don't think so. Later on, we're going to talk about State of Origin. But I tell you what, it's going to be, I think it'll be the most taxing Origin series on the players. A couple of factors are that played at the end of a long season. We're going to talk later if that's anticlimactic or not. And, you know, could it end up being the norm? I don't think it will be. Secondly, the six again rule in State of Origin. Thirdly, played in the heat of spring.
Mm.
Jeez, it's going to be difficult.
Back to back, there's no break. A week between three games.
Man, that's tough.
It's hectic, isn't it?
That is really tough. Mate, the grand final. Webby, any late team news? Anything going on?
No, well, that's the only question is whether Brent Naden starts, goes to the bench, or drops out altogether. So the Panthers have been very roosterish this year about it. I've heard three different versions from three different people out at the Panthers at the moment. I wouldn't be surprised, given that they had success with it last week, that he drops back to the bench with Tyrone Mayne starting. But and the Storm are just keep on keeping on.
Yeah, that's the thing with Nate. It doesn't get on the field at all last week. And I think if Tyrone Mayne, as you said, if he goes in, I think he'll drop completely out of the 17.
I didn't get it. I had no idea why they did it. I think to strengthen the defensive position on that field, but I just didn't get it.
Is it unfair on Naden? Have you ever faced that during your career where...
No.
No.
Funny enough, no.
Have you, Matthew?
Yes, I have. And it is very, very difficult, and he's paying the price for a couple of misses against the Roosters. But I have been there. I remember the 1995 World Cup where I played every game in the World Cup, and then the final at Wembley Stadium, you know, I'm sitting on the bench and I'm looking at the clock, half time, not on, 30 to go, not on, 20 to go, not on, 10 to go, and don't get on the field. And at the end of the field to walk around with the World Cup trophy at Wembley, when your brother's just got man of the match and man of the series.
I've got to say,
it felt a little hollow.
It never gets old. It just never gets
Who was the Kangaroos coach then?
Bozo.
Oh, did you bring it up with him? Because he's pretty good with that stuff.
He's sympathetic. That's right. He loves a bit of negative feedback. He's thick-skinned. Now, on the show today, we're going to take apart Sunday's game, of course. You're right there, Webby?
Yeah, sorry, what was that?
No, don't worry, mate. We're in a tight studio, let me tell you. So we're in a phone box, people. So, and the good thing about it, the air conditioner's great. It's actually too cold. I'm going to finish this show with my shirt off. Webby's going to give us insights to the new book he's written with Cameron Smith. I'll play an interview I did with Cameron Smith a little earlier in the week, which is, mate, it was terrific. And we're going to ask you, is Nathan Cleary about to dominate the game in the next decade? We've got a sports quiz. And Joey is going to do what he does best, just give it to people in the world according to Aith. But after the break, we'll talk about how the sides got here.
You're listening to Morning Glory with Matty Johns.